step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Cameron. We are at Supply Side West in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is the 25th anniversary of Supply Side West. It's amazing. And we are with one of my favorite people, Amy Summers. Amy is the CEO and founder of Bitch Publicity. And also you have another one.
Inisivox.
Right. And we'll talk about that. But congratulations. You're celebrating 20 years in business?
Well, next year will be our 20th anniversary, so I am super excited about that for Bitch Publicity. So we're gearing up. We're getting ready. We just launched our updated website this week, and it gives a whole timeline of when I started the company and where we are today.
Well, where you are today is you work a lot in the supplement and natural products arena, and your clients are always A1. They're always terrific. You went to school in Florida, and you do a lot of mentoring with PR students, right, from Florida. What got you into PR? What motivated you to do that?
Well, I came to PR. Funny enough, I had an assignment my last year in high school, and the assignment from our English teacher was that we had to write a report on what we wanted to be when we grew up, because they knew that we were all going to college or graduating from high school. And I really thought I wanted to go into journalism because I was on the yearbook staff and I really enjoy writing. And this is back, now I'm dating myself, but this is back when we had actual encyclopedias, not Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
So yes, I was looking up in the encyclopedia in the library about journalism. But as I was reading about the profession of journalism, I stumbled across public relations. So I grew up in a really small town. I didn't have a lot of mentors or influencers in PR in my world. So I'd never heard of this before, but to me, in the encyclopedia, the profession of public relations sounded a lot more of what I wanted to do. So I remember my freshman year in college, I declared my major as PR. My parents were mortified because they didn't know what it was, really. And I remember specifically my parents asking me, are you gonna be able to make money doing public relations? So I think I'm most excited that I'm hitting the 20th anniversary of my company and I can tell my parents that yes, I have made money doing it, and I think it was a better track for me than journalism.
It's interesting because my parents were mortified when I told them I was majoring in broadcasting. They said, what are you gonna do for a living? 20 years after I graduated, my parents would say to me, what do you do for a living? You know, they didn't understand.
It's hard to explain.
It is very hard to explain. Now, you're also using journalistic background because you're the face of Supply Side and have been for a couple of years. You're doing all these interviews and stuff.
Yes, I was the host for Supply Side TV this year, and I have been in past years, and it was a lot of fun. So we interviewed a lot of companies and executives in the industry that are doing really great things in sustainability. So that was the theme of yesterday's show. And so all my segments were on about sustainability, what Informa does to make the conference more sustainable, what Mandalay Bay does, and some leaders in the industry that are making moves in sustainability in their companies.
We look good on camera. We've done this a couple of times. I think I should be your co-host on this. Tell me about your mentoring, because I think that's a real important thing. A lot of companies don't do that. I work with a lot of young producers and directors, and I make them grip. I make them start, you know, take that camera and move it to the other side of the room. I mean, that's part of what I do. Tell me about mentoring people like Tiffany, who's watching this right now.
Yes, Tiffany came with me on this trip. So I'm really excited to have her here. And thank you for asking me about this. Our internship mentorship program, as I like to call it, is something really special. And I really haven't talked to anybody about it. We've just been doing it.
Oh, it's just between you and me.
Okay, so okay. You're kind of getting the first the first interview on this, but we just produced a video that's on our new website, pitchpublicitynyc.com, and it talks all about our mentorship internship program that I've been doing for the past 10 years of Pitch. So we have launched about 50 careers in PR at this point. I've worked with a lot of students who are in their final years, or maybe they're getting their master's in public relations, and really just giving them more hands-on instruction, and they get the ability to learn the craft a little bit more than they would in a standard internship. So traditionally, you would not allow an intern to call the media, like they call you all the time.
They do, and it's really interesting to me. The operative word here is call. And you and I have talked about this. One of my biggest peeves, and understand that I have done 30,000 plus interviews across all walks of life. I mean, I've been doing alternative health for, 45, 50 years, really. And when I started, the publicist would call me and say, hey, do you want to interview or talk with somebody? And I don't really interview people. I have a chat. That's how I look at it. My peeve is I will get an email and somebody will say, do you want to interview George Smith? Okay. May he rest in peace. He was a great guy. And I'll say, yes, call me. I don't hear from them again. And that's 85 to 90% of the pitches that I get, and I get 30 to 40 pitches a day, 7 days a week. I always take Amy's pitch, by the way.
So,
do you understand that?
Yeah, so a big part of what, you know, we teach, or what I teach through Pitch Publicity with these interns, is a lot of soft skills that you may not get in college. So they're coming out of college, they have degrees in public relations, they have all the foundational work, they know how to write press releases, do research, execute campaigns, they have the knowledge, but the application of doing public relations is very different, and you don't get that unless you have experience and guidance. So you have to learn how to communicate to a journalist, you have to learn how to overcome an objection. If there's some kind of problem with a client that you set something up with, you have to figure out how to resolve that. So there's all these soft skills that we're teaching them through the internship program. And that's why you asked about my other company. I launched an Easy Box because I realized that this information was really needed, and I can't possibly, you know, bring everybody into the internship program. So Anisi Vox is a company that helps people get that mentorship in minutes. And it's really communication skills, which could be applied in any profession, not just PR. But we all have to communicate with each other and negotiate things and solve problems. And so that's what you get from Anisi Vox, and all that content's free.
And it's interesting because I watch you do these simple audio programs on that, and it's on LinkedIn.
Post them on LinkedIn and all the social media, but you can find it on Amazon's Alexa or Spotify or iTunes.
Got it. Listen, we're running out of time, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Have I ever done that to you before?
I'm ready.
All right. You know, my sister's show is Mark Allen Cooks. You know what I'm going to
ask? Yes.
I'm going to ask you to cook with me.
I do not cook.
You don't cook?
I don't, no.
Well, you live in the food capital
of the world. I live in the food capital of the world in New York City. I don't need to cook.
You don't have to cook. All right, got it.
We have a thing called Seamless.
Yeah.
And restaurants. So between those two things, I don't waste a lot of time cooking.
Okay. Two of your clients, Jim LaValle has said he would cook with me.
Okay.
And Sandra Lee.
Wow.
Has said she would cook. And I can't wait because my favorite cuisine is Korean.
Well, you're going to see her later today.
I am going to see her later.
I would lock
today.
That down.
All right, we have Amy's website and contact information been up throughout our conversation. And so if you want to learn about PR, you want to learn about being mentored, check out Amy, okay? I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Help.